been a launching pad, right? A launching pad for where I'm at today, right? A launching pad. And I'm going to share some principles in terms of what I've learned, what I've seen here. And coming back to this church, it's kind of like, you know, it feels good. You know, sometimes you go to different churches and where you've been, you're kind of like feeling, man, what's happening here? What has happened? But I feel that the principles that God has given unto me to really share and inspire and encourage is a thing of the next phase. The higher you go, the more you feel like, oh my goodness, it's easy to be comfortable. It's easy to be staying where we are. But when God begins to take us higher, He will equip us for what He wants to do, because it's not our work, it's His work. So surely, just like I was saying, if English wasn't my second language, if I was first waiting for God to teach me English and learn English and then I would have been overthinking things. Lord, I first want to be right so that you could use me. God uses anybody. Any person is willing. And in fact, the weak people, I love them. Because when you're weak, the Bible says, when we're weak, that's when we're strong. It's just scripture. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. It's a kingdom that is different thinking. Sometimes we wait to be strong. Sometimes we wait to be ready and says, Jesus, now you can use me. But come on, let's be serious. When does that ever happen? Lord, when I'm ready, I'm going to do stuff for you. And it's like, when will that be? I mean, Amanda, what a blessing she is. Amanda's helped me to, Amanda, whenever we would meet, Amanda would nudge me like, Ricardo, come on, you got to do this, you got to do that. And nudge me like, boom, oh, Amanda, that's painful. And then the next week, she would come and we would have a great time. But that has helped me to become a better leader, to see different things from different spaces. And when I would meet with her, fruitful times, and being with people who brings the best out of you, allow you to see things you did not see. Years from then, now I'm in a place where I can travel and be itinerant ministry and go and help and minister to people in different ways. But also God has blessed me with a business of my, I'm an accredited life coach, International Coaching Federation, life coach, and a mentor to so many people. This is the thing. Wherever you find yourself, particularly if you're in business or if you are in school, university, at home, wherever you find yourself connecting with people, that's the assignment. So you might be connecting with somebody on the phone. The thing is, what are you transferring? What are you transferring? I remember with Alex as well. Alex, like when we had evening services, me and Alex would still be standing on the corner. And we would be like, and Perry is there too. And we would just really encourage each other for the things of God. And my wife would say, she would stand, you know, because we live next door. And she's like, there the two of them, there they are again. There they are again. It's like hours after even the evening service, we would be there. These are just, you know, Sheila, the prayer warriors, Val. You know, I go to Val every Monday because Val has become part of the family. You know, we're all part of the family. And that's why I'm saying I'm going to give you opportunity to go for coffee with me. Thornhill, there's a coffee shop here too. No Thornhill anymore. No Thornhill. Oh, man. So we just go on, around the corner. The thing is, God has blessed this church, right, with tremendous gifts, but it's about activating those gifts. I have encountered many people in the last year of business. Some of my clients had encounters with Jesus while I was coaching them. Because what you carry internally, it's been transferred. Now they say this, they say, oh, you got so much energy. I know what they're trying to convey. We know it's anointing. Yeah. But that's just their connecting point. They say the universe. Ricardo, I just said to the universe, I need somebody. And then you showed up, Ricardo. And I'm like, yeah, but the creator of the universe connected me to you. You see what I mean? It's connecting differently, not saying, oh, it's not the universe. What are you? No, it is, they have different contact points. And we have to understand what they're saying. What do they mean by that? And God would say, there's always something of the kingdom that connects to open up. So I had one client who said to me, I know this is coaching, but can I tell you about Jesus? I said, it's your time. Go ahead. And he says, I don't know, but I used to be so angry, but now I feel I'm just so calm and I get mad at me being calm. I said, go ahead. He said, and I have this patience that I never had. I said, okay. And he said, I know this has got nothing to do with coaching. I said, it's your time. Two sessions after that, he keeps talking about Jesus. And in my mind, I was like, come on. And I said, can I just take my coaching hat off just for a moment? He says, yes. I start ministering into his life. He said, so you knew all along? I said, yes, but I also know where God is taking you. And we became friends. God has called us to be, to bring the kingdom of heaven into different spaces where people are connected to us. It's such a fun thing. You know, like I go to school, even with this church. Remember that when I was here, that the church said it's important for us to go into school. Remember? That was the best decision ever. Because I'm still working in Lanetian. Tomorrow I'm going back in Lanetian. Because of this church, my business is in that school now. Just a church of this size. Don't need, yes, we want to be big, but if imagine all of our cultures of the kingdom is in one accord, people will say, are you going to the LBC? You too? I saw some people will say in Tesco will say, oh, you still got that same kind of way like somebody I know who's Amanda. And you're like, yeah, we go to the same church. You see what I mean? It's the culture that we sound the same, we walk the same, we are encouraging, we are people that brings joy. And that's one of the things that I always listen, I am just excitable. And I make no excuses for nobody. I am joyful beyond measure. How can you not have the Holy Spirit and be more joyful than me? That doesn't make sense. Because the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy. The Holy Spirit gives that to us in Galatians 5. He gives. So how can somebody who doesn't know Jesus be more excited about life than me? Just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. So when I show up in school, I say the kingdom of God has come into this school. This is my territory. I let the devil know that I occupy the space every Monday when I'm here. Kids' behaviors will change. Parents will love their kids in a different way. In the school, teachers won't undermine young people, and young people won't undermine teachers. While I am there bringing the kingdom of heaven down, that's the power I have. That's the power you have. All power and authority, Jesus says, I am giving to you. So you powerful. Can you see? That's why you can't retire. Because you retire powerfully. No, you can't. You're like, you have the power. So, Graham, could you put up the first slide for me? Please. This prayer Jesus taught his disciples. It's amazing. I want you, if you're making notes, it says, pray then this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Let go of both the wrong and the resentment, right? And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Quickly, what stands out for you in that passage there? Anybody? Just shout out. What stands out for you? What comes to mind first? Okay. Anybody else? What stands out for you in what he said there?
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, anybody else? What stands out? Anything?
Well, it speaks about family, isn't it? Our father, we all have a common father, so we're all children of the same family.
Children of the same family. Anybody else? Two more?
Forgive us our debts, as we forgive them.
Okay, as we forgive them. One more. What stands out for you?
Pray then in this way.
Pray then in this way. See how, see when you're in the middle of different two generations, I just pointed to him. He was like, because he's got it in him. Right? So, from what we were saying, do you know what's the most important part there for me is your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a culture there. Right? I am not in a hurry to go to heaven, believe me. I don't want to go to heaven just yet. Because we're supposed to bring heaven to earth. So I'm not in a hurry to go to heaven. I'm in a hurry to bring heaven down to where I work. I want to bring heaven down to my family who don't know Jesus. I want to bring heaven down to my community who are still in a place of struggle. So therefore, I can't go to heaven now. I would love to see Jesus. But the prayer is for heaven to come down to earth. Because when we get to heaven, there's no sickness, no disease. Everybody is jolly. Everybody's having a great time. And there is no one there that needs salvation. Right? So it's just a party and just worship, which will be fun. But I don't want to go to heaven right now. I want to bring God's kingdom and his will on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Glory means character. Every king, every queen, their glory is based on who they are. So when it says glory, it's the character of God. Power, dunamis, dynamite. So when I go to school, I bring not artificial power, I bring the real power in school because we represent a kingdom that cannot be shaken, right? A kingdom that cannot be shaken. Next slide, please, Graham. Kingdom culture, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everything has got to do with systems of thinking. If you think that God cannot use you, do you know what? You have just prophesied that. He wants to use you, but you don't want to be used. Sometimes it's because we don't know what we have, right? We know what we have. The renewing of your mind, in coaching, what I love about coaching as well, is teaching clients how to think differently. It's beautiful. All this coaching stuff comes out of Jesus did that. Jesus is the best life coach. And I think sometimes we have scripture, but we don't know how to apply it systematically into our lives. You know, so the renewing of your mind is there's a culture of the kingdom that we are all part of, which means it's important for us to walk in the things of God. So that's what I'm saying to the young people, right? So when you go to school, this is now practically speaking. If they ask you tomorrow, right, what did you do for the weekend? How would you respond? How would you respond?
I went to five starters.
Yeah, what?
I spent time with family. I did a bit of learning.
Yeah. So what did you learn? What do you do there?
Five starters.
Yeah, what do you do there?
Well, it was more worship time, so we were praying for each other and encouraging each other. So you weren't really good out and about this time.
Yeah. Okay, now even what you're saying there, somebody who don't know Jesus will be like, what are you on about? Talk about worship, talking about all of that. What are you on about? But if you say, look, I went away this weekend. I had like a great time. Really, you know what? Something inside of me changed. And something like, it was so amazing, right? That spending time with people in a environment where there's no negativity. In an environment where people see the best in me, The things I didn't even notice about myself, wow, it just came out. So now they're like, okay, I want that too. What we sometimes do, we give him Jesus first time. Have Jesus. No, tell them about how this, share with them. Because everybody who's in pain wants to be relieved of pain. But Jesus can change your life, my brother. They're like, what was that? Bible basher. Right? But if you share about the transformation, that how you felt before you got there, and then you left with some sense of clarity, they'd be like, what is that? I'll tell you next week. That's what I do. I make people hungry, like, you're so joyful. Tell us. I said, you know what? I was broken growing up in South Africa. I was depressed and suicidal, and wow, things have changed for me. And then they're like, yeah, we can see it. I was like, so what is it? I'll catch you next week. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make them hungry and thirsty for righteousness. The Bible says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So that's just me. I make them hungry. I don't give them everything. Because if you really want to know, you'll find me. So I'm not making them dependent on me. Eventually it will come to, this is what Jesus has done for me. Now they will see Jesus in a different light, because most of them see Jesus Christ as a swear word. So how can I talk about Jesus if their first association is a swear word? They need to see the transformation. They need to feel the transformation. And so this is it. What is the mission? We all know the mission. Next one, Graham, please. The mission is Matthew 28, 18 to 20. This is the mission of the church. Now, some of you, it will look differently, right? It will look different. For me, I love to hang out with the drug dealer. The drug dealer, the single parent, the kid who's off his face. I love hanging out with them. I just love it, because Jesus was a friend of sinners. So if I'm following him, I'm just doing what he's doing. He had a business. He was a carpenter, so I need to have a business too. I'm just trying to follow Jesus, right? The thing is about drug dealers, when I meet them, I'm not talking about I'm sitting with them every time. They just got a way of connecting with me, because I come from that environment. I've never done drugs. I've never been a drug dealer. Never shot anybody. Never stabbed. But I just seem to be drawn to people like that, where they say, are you a pastor? You don't look like it. And I'm like, let's talk about it. What does it look like? And then, like, you know, it's like, but you just talk like us, innit? I'm like, yeah. Because Jesus became all things to all men. Paul became all things to all men so that he might win people. And I have met people who gave their life to Jesus in Cape Town while they were still sitting in the church with a gun. They would come to church and put the guns on the altar and says, I'm done with that life. Now, did I force them to do that? No, they've seen my life. They've seen my life, that this man is not judgmental. He encourages people. And that's what a lot of people would say about me. It's like, you're never judgmental. How can I be judgmental if Jesus has redeemed me? He didn't judge my sin. In fact, while I was a sinner, Christ died for me and you. While I was nobody, he died for me. So if I represent his culture, then I should become for other people and get their minds to be like, if you say, Ethan, to your friends, like, if you guys start praying for your friends who are being bullied, right, you pray for them in your secret place, right? You pray for them. Lord, I speak favor over them. I speak success over them. And Lord, I pray for opportunity, that when they ask me for the hope that I have, that I will deliver that in a way that they understand. Because sometimes we talk about sanctification and glorification, and that's family talk. People out there don't have a clue. What do you mean sanctification? It's like, listen, I was lost, but then he found me. Seriously, Jesus done amazing work in my life. I want to know more about that. I went away to Scotland Wednesday and with three other friends. Me and Ruff, who lives in Caerphilly, We two believers, we love Jesus. Two other friends don't know Jesus as yet, but I can tell you, when the brothers, because I don't drink, when the brothers started drinking their sixth pint and the seventh pint, and now they say, Ricardo, I just want to say, I remember when you said about Jesus, how Jesus helped you. My mom always said, a drunken man speak a sober man's mind. So now they're telling me about Jesus in a pub. And the Lord said, every seed that you sown will reap a harvest. He's talking about Jesus. He's not even ashamed. He talks about Jesus and what Jesus has done for me. That's the culture. Now I know the culture has been transferred. So when he sees me as that man who brings the best out of people. But this is the mission. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority, when he came to his disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. We can only make disciples if we have a culture of the kingdom and we're making them not to think how we think or be like who we are, but we're making disciples so that we can teach them the culture of Jesus. That's why I'm saying, like, I've got friends for more than 20 years in South Africa. We're not jealous about each other because we understand the same culture. So you can't be jealous of me when God bless me. That's not culture. The Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. If there's no time for weeping, then I rejoice. But if there's a time for weeping, I will weep with people. But if there's a time for rejoicing, it's a culture. It's the way we show up. So this church, I'm going to finish with three slides that's going to be the pinnacle of what I'm trying to say about this church, okay? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So baptism is also important. Like if you've never been baptized, think about baptism. You have to be baptized. What's happening in baptism that, like, it's just like taking a bath or whatever. No, it's not. There is something spiritual that happens there that unlocks the kingdom in you. So Jesus wouldn't say, make disciples and I'll skip baptism. There's something powerful about baptism, right? And then it says, and teach them to obey. This is the thing that I will say. I'm in different cultures, culturally intelligent, right? So different cultures are different things. My culture might say one thing, and in a British culture, it will be an offense. But once you have the culture of the kingdom, it supersedes any other culture. I'm talking about the values that you bring, how you show up. So my wife one time said, and in the beginning of our relationship, she always laughs about this one. And when we disagreed, because I talk like very like passionate, and she said, don't shout at me. And then I calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. I'm passionate about this thing, I believe, you know? And it went in such a way that I was kind of like, oh, I don't get what you're saying. And I was just, for 2 days, I was just sad. We don't want to talk to her. Yeah? And then she said to me, this is the thing about culture. She said, doesn't the Bible say, because I love the Bible, I love scripture. If you correct me in your culture, then I'm going to find something in my culture to disagree. And then we're gonna have this whole thing. It's like a fear dance. You press my button, I press your button. You press, and you dance like this, and I know how to counterattack. But once you have the culture of the kingdom, there's no way. If you love the Bible, she said this to me, she said, but doesn't the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger? I'm like, yes, it says that. And from that day, it never happened again. Because the culture, teach them to obey what I've commanded you. So I say to people, if you want to correct me, bring the scripture and the right context of the scripture, and then come with love. Don't come with, I'm right and you're wrong. Come with love, because correction happens through love. See, that's a culture. That's the way we are. Everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you to the end of age. I'm going to give this to you. Most people of you guys know, when I was here in this amazing church, we had a youth club, right? A youth club. Anne knows as well. Isn't it Fridays, Anne? And, you know, we used to just pop in for coffee there. That's why I love all of you, seriously. You know, so many of you that has just blessed me and my wife. That is just so encouraging. But then also reaching others, 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, we are there for Christ as ambassadors. We have to understand what an ambassador does to understand the kingdom. Because an ambassador is somebody that represents a government, right? An ambassador never speaks. That's why you don't see on the tally a lot of ambassadors getting in trouble. It's always the politicians. Have you ever noticed? Brother Boris says to us, don't go nowhere. Don't meet your family. But the brother is having parties. And then it's almost like, oh, just forget that. Let's move on. Ambassadors, it's very rare they get in trouble. Because ambassadors don't speak their opinion. Ambassadors represent the culture of the government, speak for the government. When two ambassadors meet, they will never go against each other because it's not their own opinions. They come and says, our government says this, what does your government say? This is what our government says. Oh, so there's disagreement, but let's go have food and let's eat. There's no, because it's not their opinion. It is the government has spoken. You just a mouthpiece, right? And the Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. The word appeal means to comfort, to console, and to encourage. God says, I want you to encourage every person that you are connected with, particularly people who don't know Jesus. Encourage them, love them, bring the best out of them, find out what their story is. Encourage them through their story. Use their story so that they can see. It says, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. So all those guys in Cape Town who gave their lives to Jesus, I journeyed with them for a long time. Getting people through what God wants to do in them, it takes time. We shouldn't, oh, I spoke last year to them with my family and they don't want to come right. So therefore, I just leave them with God. And God's like, no, you the ambassador. You, my mouthpiece, you are the one. Like, ask the Holy Spirit to encourage us. My sister, I'm still waiting, right, for God one day to reconcile all of us together. And we sit there, and she tells me from the time the enemy tried to rob her to the place of freedom. That's what I'm looking for. So I can't now begin to just say whatever I want to say. I need to show love. I need to let her know I'm there for her. Me and Naomi went the last time. My sister was so broken that she didn't even want to see us. Can you see what the enemy does? He brings so much shame and guilt on people that they won't even see you or they think that you're better than them. That's what the enemy does, because the enemy, the Bible says we shouldn't be deceived by the devices of the enemy. Right? So this is what I'm going to leave us with. The youth club that we started, young people from Lenishan High School, right? We started that, and I don't know if you know this young man. The next slide. Kaya, remember when we brought in the young people that I worked with and the head teacher and Harry came, right? So Kaya was one of them, and Kaya was one of the people that they said that he would not make it, right? Today he's got his own business, he's a good rapper, but he says this to people on the stage. He says, that man, Ricardo there, he saved my life, right? Now, I know you know that Jesus saved our lives. That's what his connection is with me. So I saved his life. And he says to people, what you see now is because of this man who believed in me where nobody believed in me, even myself didn't believe in myself, but he kept going, kept encouraging, kept calling, kept sending texts. And I stood there and I just said, Lord Jesus, thank you. It was this church that they came to. It was this church that released me to be in school. It's this church while I'm still there. But my question is this, how much more do you think God has got in store for you? If I could come back and bring a praise report. Bring a praise report. Next slide. Jack in the middle. Jack, he was one of the people that I worked with in school as well. He's got his own plumbing and heating business. You might see him in Lanishan, Jack Ashley is his name. This was one of the kids who said, this brother been smoking weed in school. I don't care about life. I don't care about life. Ricardo, people got mad at me because I was encouraging. You just seem so, I get annoyed by you because you're not negative. I journeyed with him. He came back to school. All his friends went to university. And he asked himself the question, what are you going to do? A family man, a businessman, who did not believe in himself, but because the kingdom of God comes to Lanishan every Monday, and one day is enough for me to bring changes. That's why we're still on the school there. He came to talk to my new students that I'm working with now, and he is part of the team from this church. Last one, please. And you guys, Graham, if you go back to the back. Who's that? With the glasses. Faris. Talib. Jane. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pray. He is from that Fridays where we had pizza. He brought a lot of young people to the old school. When I did my rapping, I took him to be my DJ, and the brother wasn't good. My reputation was on the line. But God said this to me, purpose is greater than reputation. What I did, I took him wherever I went, and he did music for me. His friend Lewis, they always used to be together, so I would take both of them, wherever. Today, he is a producer, he's got his own music studio, he is a businessman. That was that 16-year-old boy who just came here. Did he come to church? No. But the church has gone to him. Ecclesia, we the church. So if you don't come to our building, I will come to your work. I will come to school. The church will come to you. Therefore, the Bible says, go and make. Therefore, go and make disciples. He says to people, he's now helping young people. He says, the same things that Ricardo did for me is what I am doing now. Therefore, make disciples and teach them to obey. Now, he knows I love Jesus. And we pray together, and I check in upon him every week. Cardiff Radio is what I'm a presenter on Cardiff Radio. This Friday, he's going to join me. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give him opportunity so I can step out. Kindness of the Lord will lead people to repentance. How kind we are to them. But everything we do, we have to first do it here. By this, the whole world will know that we love him. That is my wife's scripture. John 13:35. You know, therefore the whole world will know that we love him is by how we love one another. You see, so that's what I was saying with Amanda. She loved me. And sometimes she had to just nudge me. And I like that because she loves me. You know what I mean? And I love her. And that's the thing about stirring one another up to its most holy faith, building one another up. And I hope that one of you or two or three or five or 10 of you could stand here one day and also testify that this church is a sending church, but this church is also a developing church. So even things that you don't understand about, just go with it. Trust the Lord. I'm in a new country. I didn't understand nothing. Jesus says, do this. But Lord. And he says, yeah, whatever. With all your confusion, just get on a plane. And got in a plane and it's like, oh, it's making sense. Sometimes we want to figure things out. And I believe that God has sent the leadership here in this church to bring a different perspective that looks different from all other pastors. You might not get like a guy like me again in this church, or you might get a crazier guy, or you might get like a introvert kind of lady who come in and teach, and it's okay, it's just different. And that's what God was saying, that there's beauty in difference. And so I want to pray for you guys. Thank you so much for your time. I love you. I respect you. I speak God's favor over you. Don't limit God. You've got the word. God has already done it. Those three pictures proves it. Those three pictures prove it. There's many of them, but and I had to have like five PowerPoints with all these pictures on. I'm just giving this because you know them. They came to church. Now, when I invite them to church, they will come because of me, because I treated them. Therefore, we all should have the same culture. I've been to some churches. People who stand at the door would look at some of my friends. Well, who are you? But welcome. Who are you? Welcome. They're like, Ricardo, what's happening there? And I'm like, sorry about that. Maybe they just had an off day. Then I have to make excuses for somebody else's culture. So all of us play a part. The pastor's just here to hear from God and do that. But all of us play a part. Everybody, all of us. Write down your goals. Write down your giftings. Write down how God uses you. Write down what you love to do for people. And then pray about that. And see what the Holy Spirit does. So Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for your grace, your loving kindness. Father, I thank you. I speak favor over this church. Lord, you've brought me here, Lord. By your grace and by your divine power. And Lord, I thank you that we can celebrate today what you have done through this church while I was here, Lord. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that their next season will be even greater as they go out in missions, Lord, because it is therefore to go and make disciples. Father, I pray by your Spirit, that Holy Spirit, that you will minister to each one of this young and experienced. They're not old. They experienced. The ones with wisdom. Lord, I speak favor over them. And Lord, I pray that when I come back here again, Lord, that I will see the fruit of what you have done in them and through them in Jesus' name. Amen.